and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE live and local. It is 719, 31 degrees, wind chill at 20 out there as the north wind begins to pick up. So bundle up before heading out of doors. That north wind will keep things really chilly here today. We are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia City engineer Jim Hubert. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Ron, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you and Chuck?
We're doing all right here so far. We're trying to keep busy, and you know, part of that is trying to keep track of all the projects that you have going through the city engineer's office.
And I will say, I'll just jump in here, and I will say this morning, I arrived to work detourless.
Hey.
Yeah, I was traveling west on 12th, and Jim, you've got that one lane open out there now.
We do. The Peyton Street water line. We opened that up. I was out there with the contractor and our staff into the afternoon yesterday, late afternoon, and they got the connection, the new connection to the water tower, where we upsized that to a 16-inch line, and got the pavement poured last Friday, and we opened it back up to traffic. So they'll be doing the rest of the project down 12th Avenue to Peyton Street, where they'll turn and go down to 6th Avenue. So, yeah, that was a good milestone to hit.
Boy, it sounds like the Peyton Street waterline project is the way it sounds. Well, knock on wood, but you're making progress, a lot of it here early in things.
They are, and you know, that I don't want to say that that's deceiving. The main line, constructing the main line, tends to go faster as far as just putting the pipe in the ground. There's a lot of stuff, kind of the behind the scenes things that'll tend to, people say it's dragging on, but you know, the testing of the air testing of it, bacteria testing, and then they'll be able to start doing all the. I think we've got 70 or 80. Service line connections and getting all the residences and businesses that are tied on to that old line connected over to the new line. So that kind of stuff, you don't see as much progress because as they're into that. But yeah, we're very pleased with how they're working and moving along here with the main line portion of the project.
So traveling in the Peyton Street area, what can people expect here over the next handful of weeks anyway, Jim?
Well, as they work their way towards the intersection, maybe as early as today, Peyton Street at 12th Avenue will be closed as they're constructing that 16-inch line across the intersection right there. And so probably there for a couple of weeks, that'll be closed because they've constructed it to 9th Avenue where they'll have a valve in place that they can test that part of the project from the tower. Then after they've had it tested, air tested, and bacteria tested, they'll have their pavement crews come in and do similar to what they did there across 12th Avenue to the water tower. They'll put the rebar in and pour the concrete pavement, and then be able to open up that intersection back up to one-way traffic southbound that has been in there the previous month.
Jim, I wanted to ask you, you already mentioned here a couple of times different types of testing, and I think the bacteria testing makes a lot of sense, but people may not realize the role of the air test and why that's important.
Well, and what that is you have to pressure up the line, and basically you're just checking for leaks. You have the risk of it's push on pipe with a gasket, So you always have the risk of rolling the gasket, and or you get a rock pebble or sand pebble or something in there, and so you do those sorts of things to make sure that you've got it, no leaks in it, and then you, after you've done the air testing, you do the bacteria testing, chlorinate it, and then run the bacteria testing on it. And then you can put it back in service. So you're checking for both leaks and for water quality.
City Engineer Jim Hubert with us here on our primetime newsmaker, KVOE Live and Local. 724, 31 degrees, feels like it's 20 out there on this Halloween morning. Well, Jim, you mentioned the water tower. Sounds like the internal work is done, but it looks like the robe is back on the tower. Where are we in the painting project there?
I would tell you, I kind of have cursory knowledge on that.
Okay.
I don't know that I can speak to it too much, and I say that because that's a maintenance project, and that's being handled through Public Works. What I'm hearing, again, I can kind of give you a big, broad overview, is I think what they're saying, couple 2 to 3 weeks, it should be done.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. You mentioned here about Peyton Street. I want to go back to the waterline side of things, and we've talked essentially the north half of that project, but you also have a southern half here, which is South Avenue going to the water tower on Warren Way. Where do things stand with that, and is work going to basically go essentially there in that zone, hold until you get to 6th Avenue and Peyton, then jump down to Peyton and South and finish things out?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. It's our contractor on that. We'll get down to 6th Avenue. They're kind of two projects within the bigger project, and they'll do the testing on the line, get it in service, and you'll have the portion down to 6th Avenue up and running, and then from there they'll jump down to South Avenue, start at Peyton Street, and go down to Carter Street down there, and that one that. Particular portion of the project will have a one-lane traffic down in South Avenue. So the westbound traffic will be closed. That's the lane that the water line will be constructed in. So eastbound traffic towards Industrial Park 3 will be flowing, and we'll have some truck detour routes for all the truck traffic that goes into and out of the Industrial Park 3 area.
I guess let's shift in a little bit deeper into the city limits and specifically downtown, because there's been a lot of work the last 2 to 3 weeks on the Mechanic Street parking lot. So that looks like, at least from the picture that was posted on the city's social media, that one of the parking lots has seen a fair amount of work so far.
Yeah, that's correct. It's they started the 700 block, and what their intent is to have it constructed here in 23. And then after that, start on 600 block in 24, just after the first of the year when weather allows. They've got the pavement torn out, storm sewer inlets in and pipe connected over onto the city's storm sewer there in the alley. And right now I think within the next couple of weeks, they're looking at putting down the rock subgrade and paving the concrete parking lot shortly thereafter. So at this point, they're on schedule. We do have a little bit of concurrent utility work going on, Kansas Gas, during the development of the project and bidding phase of it, let us know that their lines they felt were too shallow for the alley work that was going to happen right after with the parking lot, and so they're doing some relocation themselves and kind of side by side with the city's contractor during this process.
Looks like they have pretty much wrapped things up on East 6th there, Jim. How'd things go there?
It went well. I KDOT projects like that where they bid it and where they're running the contract, they tend to take a little bit longer. And I hope the traveling public was able to bear with us on that one, because it took probably, I think it was 5 months to get through that project, but we're happy. We made some adjustments after they got the traffic signals up. The traffic control sub had to come back in and get their trucks back out there and move a couple of signal heads and adjust the timing a little bit. We had it up and running there for a little while, and I know it was an improvement from the previous intersection, but it wasn't totally what we had planned on, and we got it more motion activated because some of the zones weren't fully picking up on the cameras that were traveling, and they were just kind of more on a timed cycle where the left turn signals were running, whether there were cars there or not. But we got those bugs worked out, and very pleased with how that turned out.
Now, that was a C-Clip project, a City Connecting Link improvement project, and you got another one that's teed up to get rolling here, way it sounds, late winter, early springtime next year.
We do. Well, and actually, we've kind of got two of them. We have one that we're sending final plans in that will literally start. And let me back up. So that 6th and Prairie project was a geometric improvement project, C-Clip.
Right.
And then the one that we'll be doing and we'll be bidding here over the winter time is a surface preservation, which is it's basically a KDOT way of saying mill and overlay. And so that'll start in 6th Avenue from probably about the east line of Mr. G's Car Wash and go through the intersection west over to Graphic Arts. And that'll be in the spring. And we also have another one coming right behind it. We kind of stacked them. I shouldn't say we. KDOT's funding allowed us to stack them, really, this time. And in the fall, we expect to be bidding out another one that will be K-99 from Kansas Avenue to the railroad tracks, and then K-99, which is Commercial Street, and then K-99 Merchant from 12th Avenue up to I-35 Highway. So have a little bit of paving, or a couple of paving projects, C-Clip paving projects next year.
Well, we've got a couple more we got to get to here before we wrap things up. And, you know, one of which, I mean, we've had such an eye on water main projects here, obviously with Peyton Street, the unscheduled work that took place August into much of September. And you got a big water main project that looks like it's going to get started here by the middle of next year, which we've been talking about now for a few months.
Yeah, that's the 24th Avenue and Prairie water line project that bid within the last month, and that was awarded at the last city commission meeting. That'll start, and the reason it's not starting until late spring in June is it's a 24-inch water line that's starting right outside of the high service pumps there, right over there by the drive entrance to Hobby Lobby at Industrial. That'll go down Industrial over towards Prairie. It'll then make a turn, and I'll call it the sled area for those wintertime activities for kids off of Prairie Street. And it'll they'll bore underneath I-35 over there along Prairie on the west side of Prairie, and then it'll extend down Prairie all the way to 12th Avenue. Now, that is probably a 15-month project. It's going to be messy. Traffic's going to be inconvenienced at times down 24th Avenue and down Prairie at the same time. But it is a supplement and a replacement for the two transmission mains that we have coming in diagonally down Flint Road that have been breaking and popping over the last couple of years. Those two lines are, I believe, collectively, I think they're each one is 90 and about 100 years old. So we've gotten our money's worth out of them for transmission lines in terms of their use, and we're at a point where we've got to make an investment in our capabilities to deliver water effectively and regularly to the city.
Yeah, that is a massive project. They're going to bring out the M word. That one. That's going to be, what do you say, about 15 months, Jim, expecting?
It'll be 15 months, give or take, yes.
Okay, last one is the housing projects, because you can see the construction process underway at Metropolis by the Tressler Sports Complex. And, you know, we've been talking about, you know, the work starting soon at Kretzinger down by the David Trailer Zoo.
Yes, Metropolis is well underway. Sewer and water are in, and the street contractor is, they've got the grading's done, the rock was down, and curb and gutter and the entrance concrete was paved, poured last week. So as soon as that cures out, asphalt paving will be coming in right behind it. And so I probably within the next 2 weeks, you'll see a big transformation there, and that project will be wrapping up by mid to late November here before Thanksgiving. And we've already got, I think, the 7 lots that front Riley Street that we're ready to turn loose to the builder, and they can start building. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they've already started pulling permits on those, and because those don't front the construction, those front the existing street. So that's moving well down the road, and then Kretzinger, we're kind of in the final stages of design on that, and we're just kind of working through negotiations with easements on it, and then we'll have it out to bid here at the end of the year is my expectation, and look for construction in 24, and probably sometime in mid to late summer you'd see that finishing construction if everything goes as planned.
Outstanding.
Well, Jim, as always, we appreciate you taking some time to fill us in on the many, many, many projects that are happening in Emporia here. Plenty going on and a lot of progress being made, sounds like. So thanks again.
Ron, Chuck, thanks. I appreciate the time to get out the word on at least hopefully I can explain a little bit of why people are inconvenienced a little here and there on the traffic situations. And I hope they bear with us as this is actually some good progress for the community.
Jim, thanks. Appreciate it. Good job.
Thanks, Jim. Have a great day.
Okay, thanks, Ron, Chuck.
Yeah, Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert. We appreciate Jim's time as always. Good updates he gives us here on a frequent basis. Primetime Newsmaker this morning.
There's a lot of projects to update, too, so we'll be having a news story update here shortly, and really a couple of them here this week.